stick, but in the works of Allah.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, everybody will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the Day of Judgment until decision is made between people. Allahu Akbar. We should think how much we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we give a zakat properly? Do we give a zakat happily and with open heart? Or do we get saddened when we give zakat? Do we get saddened when we give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, verily, sadaqah protects the contributor of sadaqah from the heat of grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the Day of Judgment. In Tirmizi Sharif, it has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, salah is a roof of iman and fast is a shield from sins. Sadaqah wipes out sins as water extinguishes fire. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, give sadaqah early in the morning as calamity does not precede charity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, verily, the sadaqah of a Muslim lengthens the lifespan and repels a bad death. By the blessing of it, Allah Azza wa Jal removes the evil habit of arrogance and boasting from the one who gives sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when someone gets sick, people usually say, give sadaqah, spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because sadaqah gives barakat in age. It averts evil. It pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and could become a reason of gaining health. Diseases and afflictions are an unavoidable aspect of human life. However, charity can act as a barrier between a person and a personal calamity. Prophet ﷺ has said, give charity in the morning, for the calamity does not transcend charity. Allahu Akbar.